Thank you, Ian. And now some more news stories.
A cat, peregrine falcons and rats were all in the news this week. The rats are at the castle, which is also in the news as the new keep is about to open. John will start with a tale of a remarkable cat fight over a puss called Roxy.
Two neighbours have been feuding over a black cat called Roxy. The pet belongs to Henry Waters, but also seems fond of Luke Carman, who is a labourer who lives a few doors down in William Mere Gardens, Norwich. Mr. Waters, 21, reported his neighbour to Norwich City Council after one recent incident where Mr. Carman, also 21, allowed Roxy into his flat. Officials then issued Mr. Carman with a harassment warning. The council is involved because there has been bad blood between the pair for some years. Before the drama unfolded at the estate, the pair were good friends. Mr. Carman even invited his neighbour to Tomorrowland, which is a festival in Belgium, during the summer of 2022. Things seem to have calmed down between the pair, but now Roxy seems to have inflamed the tensions once more. Mr. Carman, 21, claims he allowed Mr. Waters' cat into his flat for half an hour on March the 21st while the owner was not in. This prompted Mr. Waters to file his complaint with the council. He claimed Mr. Carman had been repeatedly told to stop feeding the cat and not let it into his flat. "This has been going on for 2 years," he said. "We've told him on numerous occasions to stop feeding the cat and letting it inside his flat, but he doesn't listen. I've been through hell and back because of this bloke." But Mr. Carman, defending his actions and insisting Roxy's visits have been a one-off. He claimed he'd only put water out for Roxy. "It's such a ridiculous situation," he said. "I let the cat in for half an hour. He came in and laid on my sofa before going back out again. And now I'm being accused of stuff like this. It's ridiculous." Mr. Carman disputed the council's claims of harassment and also claimed that Mr. Waters had given him years of abuse. "I don't think we'll ever see eye to eye," he added.
A warning has been issued after a drone was spotted flying near Norwich Cathedral in an extremely dangerous act for nesting birds. The Hawk and Owl Trust has said the criminal offence happened on Monday evening. It comes at a very important time for the birds, who nest at the cathedral, as they're currently incubating 4 eggs. A spokesman for the Trust said, "This is extremely dangerous for the birds and a criminal offence under the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981. Peregrine falcons are protected and currently nesting. Disturbance can cause stress, nest abandonment or harm to chicks. The Trust is urging anyone who sees a drone near the cathedral to contact the police." Last month, the first peregrine falcon egg of the year was spotted at the landmark building. Peregrines have been roosting in a box on the cathedral spire since 2011. The watch point attracts more than 30,000 people each year to observe the birds in Cathedral Close.
The slopes of Norwich's Castle Mound were built to be so steep and forbidding that they offered a refuge from any attack. 1,000 years on, and they're performing the same task, not for Norman aristocracy, but for rats. The issue arose at a recent meeting of the Norfolk Joint Museums Committee, where the feral state of the slopes around the castle was raised. Dr. Robin Hanley, Assistant Head of Museums at Norfolk Museum Services, said, "Members of the City Council steamed schedule make regular cuts of the mound, which is a really complicated, challenging task, mindful of the angle of the slope that the workers have to deal with. Also, a biodiversity policy for the mound has been produced." He said, "We've been working with colleagues from the city, including the installation of various bird boxes and insect houses, to try to encourage biodiversity. But, to be honest, it seems to cope quite well on its own. There's a healthy rat population, but we also have had sightings, extraordinarily, of deer on the council mound. Considering its location right in the centre of the city, that shows what a special place it is. It's very well cared for. We do manage it very carefully, and it's a really good partnership with the city council.
Museum chiefs remain reticent to put a precise date on the reopening of Norwich's Castle Keep. But Dr. Robin Hanley, Project Director for Norfolk Museum Service, revealed the goal is to have the revamped 12th century keep opened for the school's summer holidays. He said the project was on the home straight, with work starting to fit out new galleries, including the new Gallery of Medieval Life, created in partnership with the British Museum. Two new lifts and a bridge will make the battlements fully accessible to all visitors, including wheelchair users. The new shop and cafe at the museum have already opened, along with a new entrance, which has opened up new views of the keep.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Lorna Jesty and Mike Spivey are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.